Southern California Chinese American Oral History Project, jointly sponsored by the UCLA Asian American Studies Center and the Chinese Historical Society of Southern California. This is the duplicate tapes of Mr. Jimmy Jiang's interview. Tape 2. From 90 minutes to a 60 minute.
Now, how much did you say the pork noodles cost per bowl?
Well, it's ranging from 10 cents to 15 cents.
How about dinner?
25 cents.
So was it a comfortable living to be making 120 to 150?
Well, I wouldn't exactly say it's comfortable living, but in those days, being Chinese, do you really have any choice?
But the Chinese mostly work for other Chinese, isn't that true?
Yes, mostly, but you do have a few work for Americans, but very few.
And the people who work for Americans were mostly houseboys, I think.
Yes, no.
For the Chinese who worked for other Chinese, were they being paid at a lower rate than, say, an American doing the same job would be paid?
I would definitely say so, yes.
In other words, Chinese exploited Chinese.
I wouldn't say the Chinese exploited, but after all, their income is also limited too.
You mean
their business.
Mm-hmm. I see. But on the whole, did the business owners do better or make more money, significantly more money than their workers, the people who they hired to work for them?
No, I wouldn't say so. I remember when my dad, who owned the meat market business, even though he's a part owner, and he only get $150 a month.
A salary?
Salary. So compared to 120, he only make $30 more than what the typical job is.
I see. What about living? Did Chinese live with other Chinese?
I would say yes. Majority the Chinese had the tendency to live around the Chinatown areas.
Mm-hmm.
Here. But they do have few.
Were the exception for your parents?
Yeah, well, few. I wouldn't say me only, a few. Very few exceptions.
Uh-huh.
That way enough to move out of Chinatown area.
Do you remember who the other two families were that moved, that were in Boyle Heights?
Yeah, that's in the middle, a Kwan family, which the, I don't remember, Gan Bo Hin is the old man, which is subsequently, like now, Tommy Kwan, which the treasurer of Cathay Bank, was one of his cousins, and Dan Hall, who owned the United Market,
okay,
is the cousin.
Did you ask them why they moved to Boyle Heights instead of Chinatown?
I had no idea. Never had the opportunity.
And if, for instance, the Chinatown neighborhood changed, would the Chinese move along with the current? In other words, would they move to just to be closed with other Chinese?
No, I don't think that way. Los Angeles, the Chinese in Los Angeles, had a little bit unique difference than the Chinese people in San Francisco or New York.
Mm-hmm.
I think the Chinese people in Los Angeles seem to more move all over the city of Los Angeles.
Mm. You mean as over the last few years, or mean all the time before World War?
No,
II?
I think I would say after World War II.
After World War II. Yeah. And before it was all, they were all concentrated.
Yeah,
here.
Well, before they all concentrating in here, because simply they couldn't afford to move anywhere else. Not that they didn't want to.
Oh, okay. The rent was the cheapest here.
That's right.
This is the end of tape 1, side B, Jimmy D. Jing.